Hello and welcome to the first of hopefully many audio blogs for the archaeological project up in Englefield Land in northwest Greenland. I'm Eli Bossen of Bowdoin College, and I'll be joined or replaced varyingly throughout the course of the next 6 weeks by Fred, Trin, Joanne, Morgan, Jenny, Christy, John, Hans, Navarana, Marta, and Owen. For all the friends and family listening out there, I just want to let everybody know that we all got in okay. Everybody's safe and healthy. Hi, Mom. So I'm going to start off today with a quick rundown of the past week. We've had quite the hectic schedule getting up here. We started off last Sunday. And all of the North Americans met up in Schenectady, New York, on Sunday. The next morning, we flew on a very tightly packed military C-130 transport to Kangerlussuaq, which is in southern Greenland. And many of us enjoyed our first muskox burgers for dinner that night. The next day, we had... Tuesday, we had the entire day to spend in Kanger, and that was when we were joined by Hans from the Greenland National Museum. And that day, we hiked up to some remains of some Thule winter houses up in the hills surrounding the airport. And also during the day, we bumped into Bowdoin's own Christina Sorg, returning from what sounded like a wonderful trip up to Summit Camp on the Greenland Glacier. So I guess it really is a small world. The next day, Wednesday, we flew up to Thule Air Force Base, which is up in northwest Greenland and is run by the U.S. military, again on a C-130 up to there. And we stayed at the North Star Inn, spent most of the day sorting and weighing our gear for the upcoming helicopter trip up to our place of study on Cape Grinnell in Englefield Land. That's up way in the very top northwest corner of Greenland for those of you looking on a map. We had to plan ahead for four different flights of gear, equally distribute the weight for all of those, and purchase some last-minute necessary supplies at the base exchange. Thursday, we started the first of two of the four flights that day. On the first flight, we sent John, Christy, Hans, and Fred out to reconnoiter and set up the first few tents. The second flight I was on, joined by Owen, Trin, and Joanne. The flight was really incredible. We were able to see actually a family of muskox who got frightened by the helicopter and formed together into a circle like they do to protect themselves. We flew over a little bit of the glacier that covers most of Greenland, saw some pretty incredible mountains and a whole lot of sea ice. We refueled in the town of Connaught and then flew for another 45 minutes up to the camp where we joined the previous four in setting up. Friday, we were able to start digging a little bit. We set up test pits at three sites, which is where you start off with the most promising looking sites and set up a 1 meter by 1 meter square and start at it to see if you can find anything good that would indicate a good site. And we had varying success at the three sites. A few sea mammal bones were found, and